Welcome to this edition of Channel Chat, the podcast series from SearchNetworkingChannel.com. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Editor, and our guest this week is Bob Bruce, the new Channel Chief at Aruba. Thanks so much for joining us, Bob.
Thanks, Elaine. I look forward to chatting with you this afternoon.
Bob, with your extensive channel background, you've come with a lot of experience in some of the other major vendors' channel programs. What differentiates Aruba's partners from those at companies like Procurve or Cisco that offer an end-to-end networking portfolio?
Thanks for asking the question, Lane. I do appreciate that. As I go back and I look in our partner community, and we've done some surveys of them and asked them a very similar question on what they need from us to help them differentiate from other partners who are offering, you know, supposedly a full-line partner portfolio. It often reverts back to what the industry analysts are asking of us as well, and asking of the partners also, and that is to provide best-of-breed solutions. And that's what our partner community does, and that's the directive that we give them. There's a key thing within a partner that provides solutions to a end user community in the enterprise is I want the enterprise end user to understand that our partners are truly consultative by design, and they've selected Aruba as a provider of wireless LAN mobility solutions because of the richness of our product portfolio. And we truly are a best-of-breed solution in this space. It's understood by technology community, as looked at by other industry analysts and technology analysts as well, and we've been rated that. And as a result of that, our partners have selected our product, and also doing this analysis, the enterprise can be very comfortable that they're going to be offering a best-of-breed solution in that space. And the other thing that it does as well is it challenges Aruba, our engineering people, to continually to improve our products to make sure they maintain this best-of-breed quality so that both our partners and the enterprise indeed are comfortable that they're getting that type of solution.
Are there any immediate changes existing partners can expect? And what about through 2010?
It's given the fact, Elaine, that I've only been here for 45 days, I'm still really in the program assessment and measurement mode. But a couple of things that come to mind already that we're looking at 2010. If there's one item that I want our partners to become comfortable with and understand is that what's at foremost in my mind is to ensure that this is a profitable venture for them. And they're indeed making money with the Aruba portfolio. So one of the things that, in addition to profitability assurance that I am looking at, is we offer a great deal of certifications here within the Aruba family. And that's various levels of technical and sales certification. But one of the things that I'm hearing back from them is that all of the investments that they have made in services, we're going to look for ways to allow them to offer those services through us to both other partners as well as part of the ecosystem, in addition to allowing them to offer those services to the end user community. So those are things that we're looking at to do in 2010 that are foremost in my mind right now.
What plans do you have to attract new partners over the next year?
Again, in the preliminary stages here, Elaine, is I've looked at the partner community in general and talked to a lot of them over here in the first 45 days or so. I've come to the conclusion that we will do some recruitment, but it's going to be selective based upon specialization. If we begin to look at those VARs that are expert in what is called SSL VPN, or if we look at those VARs that are expert in enterprise wireless LAN, or those that are expert in security, if we identify areas geographically here in North America where we have to add partners, we will add partners. If we find out geographically that there are areas where we don't have the technology expertise that we offering the end user community, we will add partners. But the mode go forward here at Aruba is going to be very selective recruitment, because we are privileged to have a very wide program right now and a great deal number of partners. And as a result of that, we're only going to be looking selectively where we need to add, where we see opportunities for our partners.
Are there any major technologies you'll be emphasizing to your partners through 2010?
That's a real interesting thing. As we begin to look at what are the demands of the marketplace is the question question that we continue to ask ourselves, and what is the marketplace looking for? And so you begin to look at trends. And one of the trends that we see now, certainly in workplace or worker mobility, and that, Elaine, is having a profound effect on the marketplace, and it really is a key driver. If you go back and you look basically 5 years ago, everybody on their desk had a phone and they had a heavy desktop computer. They had a fax machine. And all of these products were driven by a corporate CIO edict. But let's look today. Everybody has what? You have a smartphone. You have a laptop. You may have a tablet. You have some end-user consumer-grade device that was brought in by the employee, and CIOs are going to have to adapt to that. And so when you begin to look at those products and the demands that they're having on the network today and on the mobility network, what we're beginning to see is that's going to be the driver for technology changes going forward. And as a result of that, one thing that the enterprise is asking of us as well is how can you help us reduce our operating expense? And as a result of that, and looking at trends in the marketplace, plus the request to reduce operating expense, what we've been doing is we've been looking at new products like our VBN solutions for virtual branch networking, our Access Point 105 or AP105, which gives you end capabilities and connectivity at the price of ABG, Airwave On Demand, which is our cloud-based network management platform, which is really getting great acceptance at the marketplace. So those drivers are what's going to indeed, I believe, change this marketplace, and those are the major technological trends that we at Aruba here are looking at.
What are Aruba's partners facing in terms of WLAN market competition?
Case in point, let's take a look at that and kind of divide that, Elaine, up into two questions, or two areas, rather, really. As I look and I survey the marketplace, and I'm trying to keep our partners in the front of my mind as to what they chase every day and what their challenges are and how they're looking to grow, I look at the marketplace and I bifurcate it, competitive marketplace, that is. I bifurcate it into, on my left are the full-line competitors that offer the A to Z in solutions. And on my right are these point product people in the wireless LAN business. And as I look at that, I go back and say, okay, these are the current offerings, and how is Aruba going to position themselves? Well, I then begin to look at trends in the marketplace, and I begin to try to understand what's happening before I position myself and I give direction to my partner community. And there are a couple givens here. There is certainly a blurring of the local area network and remote access because of mobility of the user community. And then I ask myself, going forward, how are dollars going to change hands? Therefore, as I look at that, it directs me in how I work with my partner community to give them an indication of where things are going forward so they know where to invest. There's a couple major transformations going on. There's a transformation in local area networks from fixed to mobile, as we talked about. There's a transformation going on in wide area networking. You can look just in your own jurisdiction as to the drop in megabit per dollar in price, you know, from frame relay all the way down to 3G, and how that's changed over time. And then there's a security-based transformation. Because of mobility, security is now going to be user-based. It's no longer going to be perimeter-based. And as a result of that, and you look at these massive transformations that are going on in the marketplace, we at Aruba have come out with a full portfolio of products to address these different areas. And as a result of that, I'm very distinct from those players that are on my left, that is the full-line competitors that are very concerned about routing and switching and perimeter-based security products. And then I'm very different from the point product people on my right. Point product people, in my opinion, are being marginalized. Their products are being commoditized, and as a result of that, tremendous financial pressure on them. I choose to stand right in the middle with a full line of products in what we call the secure mobility access arena, and that's where we're going to play. So we're very distinct from the other competitors in the market.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Bob. We wish you luck with your first year as Aruba's channel chief.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I do appreciate it.
Be sure to check out searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.